I have an opportunity now to talk to another Australian novelist of note, Richard Flanagan. We heard overnight and mentioned earlier this morning that he's just made the long list of the Man Booker Prize for his novel, The Narrow Road to the Deep North. Richard, congratulations.
Oh, thank you, Michael. And I didn't realise you were hosting the show.
It's a massive administrative error. They haven't worked it out yet. But
is it just the confusion of Christian names?
Well, that's right. You get in here, no one at the ABC notices for days. You've rumbled me. How are you feeling? Book a long list.
I'm still stunned, to be honest. The phone and laptop are in meltdown. And, you know, to be a writer is really a long journey into humility, and you learn to be defeated by ever greater things. So it's not what you come to expect.
Look, listeners to Books and Arts Daily have probably enjoyed hearing about your novel before now. Narrow Road to the Deep North is a terrific achievement. I know that you feel very much that it's the novel that you had to write. Can you, for those who don't know about it, just give them a quick idea about what the story you're telling is?
Well, it's a love story really written in the shadow of death that has at its centre the life of a man who ends up leading a group of Australian POWs on the death railway, but it also ends up really being the story of several men and some women, some of the Japanese and Korean guards and several of the prisoners and some of the women also.
It's an amazing story about love and about war and about humanity. And it was in no small way inspired by your own father's stories that he told you about his experiences on the Thai Burma Railroad.
Yeah, well, I guess I grew up a child of the death railway, so that sort of affected both me growing up a lot and my brothers and sisters. And in the end, you know, I had to write myself, really, to write the book. But it's strange, you know, people ask, why did you write it and this and that? I always think of Philip Petit, the famous tightrope walker who famously walked between the two Twin Towers back in 1973. And when the police grabbed him and threw him down the stairs and then got him into a car, police car at the bottom of the Twin Towers, a reporter thrust his microphone through the car window and said, why did you do it? And to which Philip Petit said, there is no why. And
that's an irritatingly Gallic answer.
It is, but there's a great truth in it. I mean, you feel compelled to do things, but when others, and finally yourself, ask why, you can't really in the end find the reason. It just seems something that you have to do. I had these two great facts in my life, that I was a writer, and I'd grown up with a father who was a man of great compassion but also strange anxieties, who tried to distill this terrible experience into an idea of love through the rest of his life. And in the end, I guess I had to walk the tightrope between those two things.
Well, Richard, I think the book is an absolute masterpiece. I'm thrilled that through this long listing, hopefully it'll be found by other audiences. I'm a bit scandalised that you've stolen a place on the long list that rightly belongs to one of the Americans who are finally allowed to be up for the Man Booker. But, you know, stuff them. It's very good to have you there.
It's great to hear you, Michael.
Richard Flanagan has made the long list of the Man Booker for his novel, The Narrow Road to the Deep North, published by Random House, and we're lucky enough to talk to him this morning. Thanks, Richard.
Take care, man. Cheers.
The shortlist is going to be announced on September 9, and the winner will be announced on October 14. You can find a longer interview with Richard about the book in question on the Books and Arts Daily website. I'm Michael Williams, and you're listening to RN.